strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, bitches on my phone lights, everything is so fine. Little bit of sunshine. Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to rob myself of something. You just trying to get a word, and life is not fair. I've been working on my tunnel vision, trying to get a new prescription, taking swings and even missing, but I don't care. Just a little bit, breathing more, just a little bit, care a little less, just a little bit, like life is woo. Not making more, just a little bit, spin a little more, take a bit of it, smile a little more, and I'm into it. I've been running through this strange life.
It's 9:37. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Good morning and happy Friday to you. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for joining me here. You can join me in the text line. That's 850-437-1620. We are having lots of sunshine outside. Lots of sunshine in the studio. We have Nicole Stacy, our tourism Pensacola gal, but not wearing her Pensacola blue today. Or UWF blue. I'm very shocked.
I'm in green.
You know what? That's a really good color on you, by
oh,
the
thanks.
Way.
Thanks.
With the gold.
And good morning.
Your beautiful hair. You look like sunshine.
Ready to go to the beach.
You know what you look like? It looks like you just went across the pond.
Ooh.
And told everybody to come see us. So with that, big things happening with Visit Pensacola.
Huge things.
Visit
Huge
Florida.
Things.
So tell me a little bit more of what's going on, or can you share yet?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our goal at Visit Pensacola is to just tell all of the stories that this community has to offer. We talk about our beaches. We talk about our events. We talk about our small businesses. And we really are just the mouthpiece or the face to the invitation of why you should vacation here, why you should move here, why you should bring your business here. So that's what I was doing. I was over in London with media. I met with about 45 different editors and journalists to tell them all about Pensacola, where we are in Florida, that there's so much more than the mouse and that you can get away from Orlando or Miami, because obviously that's what they know, and come have a truly relaxing beach vacation. And then we did something fun that we've been working on. We've got the Northwest Florida Beaches Regional Council. So it's the 8 counties from all along the Gulf Coast. We work together to share why the Panhandle is the spot you should be visiting. So I was doing that in Canada. We had a booth. We told everyone about Northwest Florida. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been busy. We've been busy.
So did you like talk to anybody who's come to Pensacola at all?
Yeah.
And given you feedback? What were they saying?
So, well, in both places, really. So in London, people are like, oh, I loved Pensacola. You've got those blue angels. Every time I say we're America's first settlement, people don't believe me. So
what
go
do they
and
think? It's Mickey Mouse?
Or they're just like, I thought it was somewhere in Virginia. Yes.
Okay.
And so it's a great story piece, and I love telling it. And then in Canada, everyone was aware of Pensacola because we have such a close proximity to New Orleans. And so a lot of Canadians, as we know, especially Toronto, which is where we specifically target. I was in Calgary, which is on the west. They drive to Florida. You know, there have been traditionally our snowbirds. We now refer to them as winter visitors because they're of all ages and no one wants to be called a bird. So,
I think birds are just lovely.
You're our winter visitor. But there, a lot of people are very aware. A lot of people that aren't aware of us are very interested in learning about somewhere new in Florida to visit. So it's really exciting.
Okay, I like it. So I will say, friend, I won't say the name because people know this friend, went on vacation. And I was like looking when they were posting videos of going to the beach. And I was like, why'd you leave?
Yeah.
That beach isn't as cute as ours. Like, you know, we have a lot to be proud of.
We really do.
And now we are a week away from April, pretty much, which kicks off even more stuff to do around downtown Pensacola and then at Pensacola Beach.
Absolutely.
So give me the skinny on what's coming up in April then.
So we've got,
do we have anything going on this weekend?
Well, I feel like we do. I mean, we have something every weekend. That's the beauty of this town. And we have so much going on for spring that's coming up. You know, Mullet Toss will be here soon out at the Floribama, which is so fun. If you haven't been, you definitely should go check it out. Bands on the Beach. We're going to be out on Pensacola Beach, so that's every Tuesday night. We've got all kinds of different festivals. Crawfish Festival will be here before we know it, downtown Pensacola. So it's beautiful weather. It's a beautiful time of year, and it's the perfect time to kind of plan out, all right, let's get outside, let's move our bodies, let's get some activities in, and just go and enjoy.
Actually, before we move on, moving your bodies and getting outside, I love that because I feel like even on days where it's slightly rainy, I think it was Saturday, it was very chilly.
Yeah.
If you were home yet, it was freezing.
I wasn't home and everyone was like, what is happening? You sent Canada's cold weather.
It felt like it.
I brought the sunshine to Canada because it was beautiful.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing. I think that's good. But it is Florida Bike Safety Month.
Yes.
So I think we should touch on that this morning because I feel like we have a lot more people in the past couple of years moving to our area. And because we have such a beautiful, quaint downtown, North Hill, East Hill, our beach too, people pack up their bikes. Yep. They head to the beach, right? They throw them in the back of the truck or on their trailer. And I think that we need to just kind of pause for a second and remind people that, you know, cyclists, we want you to get out and move. We think it's awesome. There's plenty of places to park your bikes downtown.
Absolutely.
That is safe. You know, bring your chain or your lock, whatever it's called. I think now it's not like chains. They're more like bungee cords that lock. Chain sounds bad. But kind of on that note, just to keep everybody safe, like just a reminder, you are on wheels, so you do have to follow traffic laws.
Oh, yeah.
And then wear lots of bright colors. Even if you're heading downtown for a nightlife, grab yourself a vest that you just keep in
Or one of those blinky lights, reflective lights.
Oh, yeah.
Wear your helmet.
And we have a ton of cycling places downtown that you can go buy your gear at. And
Go support a small business here in town. It's the beauty of us living here. We always tell people our downtown and our beaches, they're walkable, they're bikeable. We've got great trails in Pensacola. So if you go to visitpensacola.com, you can find specific walking trails, biking trails, hiking trails. You can find all the different ways to kind of get outdoors and enjoy yourself, whether it is biking over the bridge, which I have not done, but I have lots of friends that have done it.
Oh, it's so fun.
And they say it's so fun and so beautiful.
Yeah, and in the evening.
Well, you know I'm like
down.
A spin girl. Like I do my spin classes. But on a bike that's actually going somewhere, it's a little bit
scary. What scares me is like the people who are faster than me. And I'm just like, okay. Yeah.
Maybe I'll walk the bridge. That's where I'm at right now.
Speaking of bridge, so everybody be safe on your bicycles. And remember that on the bridge too, when you are going over, when we say the bridge, 3 mile bridge, there is a bike lane and a walk lane too. So be mindful of that. And I think when it means bike lane, it means wheels. So all you rollerbladers, I see you get in that bike lane. But both bridges are open. I made breaking news yesterday.
That's so exciting.
And my goal today is to head to the beach.
I'm driving over it this afternoon. I'm pumped.
So have you noticed anything just in this morning, traffic flow, anything, you guys sit?
Sure. Our office is right there by the foot of the bridge. And also, side note, if you haven't come to the Visitor Information Center before, come check us out. We have the one right by the foot of the bridge, and we have one in Perdido Key that we manage. And then there's the one on Pensacola Beach as well. And if you have not gone to a visitor center, it is the best resource center to get information, to find out about events, to talk to the nicest, most loveliest people because they are just so welcoming and warm. But all the things you need to know are there. And we just put in some new displays in our visitor center at the foot of the bridge. And so we're like up there.
Oh,
like
cool.
It's digital. It's cool. It looks cool. Perdido Key's got some now too. Lots of video. It's fun.
Can people park over there so they can like walk across the bridge?
They can. All connected.
Yeah.
There is enough. I would say, you know, don't come and take up all the parking spaces in front of the visitor center because obviously we want our guests to be able to park.
Oh, sure.
But there's lots of parking all the way back in the park. So there's lots of parking. You can definitely use that.
Okay. Alrighty. I like it. Man, what have we not covered yet? Oh, we're going to talk about things coming up. If you have a question, you want to link to Visit Pensacola so you can follow along on all the adventures. It will be visitpensacola.com or download the app. Experience Pensacola for free so you can have a travel tour guide in your pocket. Because coming up in April is really when we kick off season for Northwest Florida, from everything like bands on the beach, festivals, things
going on
outside.
Blue Angels are back, so you can watch practices. So excited.
You've got everything in there. So text in 437-1620. I'll go ahead and get that to you here on Pep Talk. Nicole Stacey is here as well. So if you got a question you want to ask about something going on, you can ask that as well. So it is Friday, March 24th. We're 7 days away before we wrap up March, head into April. So what is the first thing on the list to do in April?
Ooh, bands on the beach.
Okay. Let's do it. Who do we have? Who's kicking it off? Well, because I heard the one group is retiring.
I knew you were going to ask that, so I was prepared. The reunion band, April 4th.
And are they the ones that are retiring?
Well, that is a question for Robbie Schrock.
Okay, Robbie Schrock, if you're listening.
Call us. Help. I'm waving the white flag.
SOS. Reunion band, SOS.
And then on April 11th, Disco Kiss, which that sounds fun.
Oh my gosh, you can bust out your Mardi Gras wear from the hip huggers.
Or your rollerblades.
Yes.
Let's do it.
That's my dance move for the day. That's it. We're not going to do that again. Okay, so Bands on the Beach, of course, is an excellent way, honestly, to make friends, to bring your friends out after work. That's one thing that we do. I just keep our beach chairs in the back and blankets and sand toys. Everybody comes with their kids. You can walk to get food and do takeout at all of the restaurants and sit and hang out. The weather is always beautiful, and you get to see the sunset while people are playing music.
April, I mean, Pensacola has been showing off with these sunsets as of late. So,
oh yeah,
I drove home the other day and I was like, man, it was the most beautiful cotton candy sky, and I was just like taking it all in. Obviously, when you're away for a little while, and then you come home, you're just so grateful. But it just reminds you of how special this place is to live.
Oh yeah, it's honestly like you just think about it, you pinch yourself, you're like, I live here. Like a friend of mine was posting yesterday that they took the day off, didn't go to school because it was perfect, the most perfect day yet. And they went to the beach, just took their kids out of school and went to the beach. And I thought, I never did that when I was a kid growing up up north. We just didn't do those things. And even to think of how blessed our kids are here in Northwest Florida that we get out of school a little bit earlier to enjoy the beach before the big events really start to happen and people are really rushing in. I think that's another thing we really have to think of. There's so much. Before we get into more on, you know, what's going on and what to look forward to outside of Bands on the Beach, and we'll move into downtown Pensacola talk, what about anything new that's popped up? Well, the new Pensacola Beach sign obviously is going. We're really like leveling up.
Yeah.
Like the bridge, the beach sign.
The bridge, the beach sign. We just finished up Sunbelt, which we're wrapping up all those reports now. So we should have some numbers soon. But impressive. We beat every single number from last year.
Yeah, you know, it was so cool.
By a lot.
A lot. Well, just watching at home. Mm-hmm. I turned on ESPN2 at home. And, you know, I'm not really a TV person. I've made this very clear. But I was moving through and it said Sunbelt Pensacola on ESPN2. And I took a picture like I was, you know, like a total mom moment.
I love it. I love your mom moments.
Of Pensacola. Like everybody just freeze and you just do that bend over. Like you're looking, come on. And then to see so many people in the crowd. Yeah. And it was a tough game.
The games were so good. And I would, you know, obviously I was there, but I was there with friends would come through. They'd bring their kids and it's like, who are you going for? And, you know, I don't really have a sword in this fight with these teams. So I was going for all of them.
Yeah.
But the passion and the fans, I was just like it was everything we've been wanting. We have hit in our third year. Like Sunbelt couldn't be happier. They consider Pensacola home. Like, it was just incredible to have the bands and the spirits and the just everyone there. It was so much fun.
Well, I'm excited to get the report, hopefully next month or in weeks to come, and kind of to compare as we grow over the years Sunbelt Conference and then moving into March Madness and everything to see what comes from just – having commitment from your team and from Pensacola sports.
Yeah,
obviously.
Absolutely.
We love them and what they do for our area. I think it's something that as we move forward into the future, we're going to see big things happening.
Absolutely.
With
and
SBC.
Then the other big thing is American Magic. Like if you haven't seen them out training in Pensacola Bay, the sailing team.
Oh, I did the other day.
It looks like they're flying on water.
So That is our team. You have to like share a little bit more because that I saw it.
So they're the New York Yacht Club American Magic
okay.
sailing team. And because Pensacola Bay is so ideal for sailing, they are training here in our waters before they go over to Barcelona for the America's Cup.
Of course, Barcelona.
Right. Yes. But the exciting thing is, you know, they're making Pensacola a home. And so they're going to be here. When they get back from Barcelona, they'll be here. The sailors are loving it. Obviously, Pensacola, you're showing off. You're so welcoming and hospitable, and everyone loves that. So it's been really fun to watch them kind of move in to the Pensacola, Florida area and make their way in the Pensacola Bay.
Wow.
Right? I know you're looking at it now.
I'm so sorry. Yeah,
it literally looks like they're flying on water. And now the exciting thing is when they are over in Barcelona and they're sailing for America's Cup, when you look up on their sail, it's going to say New York Yacht Club American Magic. And then if you come down a little bit on the sail, it's going to say Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, how cool is that? Okay, I'm digging it. Now, are they living here part-time?
They are. They are here.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's awesome. We need to do a little meet and greet with them.
They're great.
I would really
enjoy that.
And
so excited. I mean, again, that's something that's so special about Pensacola. So not only when I go travel and tell people all about this for the fun and the events and the beach and why, but it's the people. Like, the people that are here. I mean, and you've said it 100 times before when you moved here. Like, people are just so hospitable and welcoming. And you can walk into a new coffee shop and someone's like, hey, where are you from? How's your day? What are you doing? What do you do? And you instant friends.
I told you that about 2 months ago, and I found somebody's identification card dropped on the ground. It was a pretty important one.
Sure.
And I could not, like, I stayed in that spot. I tracked this guy down on Facebook, like, you know, FBI on the case. And within...
Detective
15 minutes.
Jenna. Here she comes.
Listen, all of my best friends, they thank me later. she knows what I'm talking about. But able to get it to him. He was from Colorado, just moved here. Totally shocked. Like, I don't know where he lived, maybe Oz. But he was totally shocked that somebody would return his ID to him. And I was more shocked that he was shocked. I think it was one of those, like,
right.
what it was happening kind of moments, you know? And it just, I'd go, well... That's what we do. We're neighbors.
Yeah. I think Pensacola proves every single day there's still good people in this world.
Yeah. Love your neighbor and then invite them to do something
fun. Yeah. I think, too, you know, that's a good segue. We've got a lot of new people moving to the state, moving to the area. So, again, you know, go to visitpensacola.com. Check out all the great things we have going on. Now that we're moving into summer, make sure you're aware of the flags at the beach. Make sure you're aware of where the lifeguards are set up. Make sure you're wearing your sunscreen and you're drinking your water. Just those things that I think sometimes we forget, they're actually really important. And then as we get further into summer, and I have to say, and I don't like saying it, it's a bad word in my house and at work, but hurricane season will be here before we know it. And so just stay aware. Like, know what it is that's going on because, you know, we have time to prepare. That's the blessing and the curse of living right. where we do. But it's definitely something important if you don't live here, if you haven't lived here very long, just to kind of be aware of those things.
Yeah.
And clean up after yourself when you're on the beach.
Oh, please.
Throw your trash away, cover your holes up, take your tents down, put your chairs back in your car. If you don't, the Santa Rosa Island Authority will do it for you. And it's not them being mean. It's you not taking care of things that you left behind.
Yeah. And you know what? The big thing, not only the trash, or even like you put out a cigarette, just put it out, make sure it's completely out, and then throw it in a garbage
yes.
bag, please. That stuff goes back into our beautiful Gulf where we have sea turtles and dolphins and manatees and so much marine life.
Mm-hmm.
Fill in the holes. It just became a big one. I never realized growing up, going to the Jersey Shore, living here for almost 10 years, going to the beach. We always filled in our holes because I've rolled my ankle way too many times. And as you get older, you don't like doing that. But you don't want those sweet little baby turtles, especially during nesting season, or anybody to roll their ankle. We care about your ankles. But we don't want the wildlife to get disturbed.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of protection that goes into it. Mm-hmm. So there are reasons behind the rules. I think people need to know that. All of you rule breakers, I'm with you in solidarity. But some of the rules are good to follow. So it's 9:56, just shy of 9:57 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 with Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola. So we've been just sharing as we head into this beautiful spring warm weather. We get to take advantage of so much. So coming up in April, we have bands on the beach happening. We have festivals coming up. What's the first festival in April? Will that be crawfish or seafood?
There's crawfish, and then at the end of April, there's mullet toss.
Mullet toss is happening. So I won't see you before mullet toss.
I don't think so.
And that's at Floribama.
And if you haven't been, go. The Floribama, it's just so much fun. So much fun.
I've not done it yet.
And oh, I feel Jenna, like you have to go.
At my 10th anniversary, I should probably
throw a mullet. April 28th is the mullet toss.
Do I have to dress anything?
Dress however you'd like to.
I thought you were going to say dress like a mullet. Like,
no, I will never say that. Those words will never come out of my mouth.
Can you imagine me with a mullet?
But of the races are coming up. So Floribama's triathlon will be here. It's just beautiful weather to get outside. Palafox Market is on and thriving. So if you haven't made your way down because it was too cold or you just didn't feel like it, now is the best time to go and check out all of those vendors. And there's so many vendors.
New ones. And I will tell you, I don't think even the cold keeps people away in Pensacola. They want their produce. They want their coffee. They want their breads. They want their flowers. They want their beautifully handmade artisan gifts and trinkets. They want to be downtown. And, of course, is the new parking rules in effect downtown, or is it still the same for now?
The new park.
Like, it was supposed to change to just, like, texting. But can we still use the app?
Yeah, so you can do everything now.
Okay.
So all options available.
I know somebody had texted in the other day, do you know if we can still utilize the Park Pensacola app? And so I know that you can text, you can scan. So really, if you have a smartphone.
Yeah, I just use the app.
That's what I use. They have all my information saved.
Yeah, I'm like, just go.
It just makes sense. So head online, visit Pensacola.com, download the app, experience
Pensacola. Are we done? I hear the music. Oh, my gosh.
It just flew on by. That's what happens.
Okay, well, I hope to see you at an event soon.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, we're going to text and talk about tossing some mullets together. Hey, don't forget to follow Visit Pensacola on Instagram as well as Facebook, all the social media platforms. In fact, they always update it and give you fun ideas to get outside and enjoy Northwest Florida.